What were the parts of the wagon? I wanted to ask you about a wagon. What were they made of?
The traces
was on the mule, you see.
Uh-huh.
All right. Traces was on the mule. Then the wagon was built with they call that a tongue or a pole in front.
Uh-huh.
It was the mule on this side and the mule on that side.
Yeah.
You see? And the traces was hooked together. Uh-huh. Single tree or double tree, it was called that.
Uh-huh.
Then two mules would pull the wagon with it. And in front they had a brass yoke, they called a brass. Same to hold the tongue up, but you see, it when the mule was done. Huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's called the metal thing that went around the...
Well, that was the rim.
The rim?
Yeah, the rim.
And it went around the what?
You see, that the arm rim,
yeah.
You had the... it was a wooden rim, you see?
Mm-hmm.
About this thick, you see?
Yeah.
2 inches thick. Then you had this metal rim on top. Then you had the spoke coming in that wooden... The spoke, and then on the hub, you see? The spoke was like a... You see the new cars that wheels that you see with spoke on. You know what I mean with the spoke?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did it fit? What did it fit on?
On the hub, you see? On the hub, and the hub would fit on the axle, like your car does, or your truck does, you see?
Yeah. I thought you meant, what does the symbol in there, too?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What? How'd you keep the axle wheel going around the axle? Smoothly,
Well, they call that axle grease.
You had to keep it.
Just like you do a truck. Of course, the truck is fine, you, but that was holding a little stick stuff, you know, you just put that with it. What?
Never used your hands? Never got your hands?
Oh, yeah, you would get better sometimes.
Get your hands grease.
You put your wooden pallet, you know, and you make your little punch and then pass it around.
Yeah.
Cut that thing off, I gotta go on and bring it in the yard.
Did you ever have a buggy?
Yeah.
And what was you had to back the horse in between the what, the buggy?
It was one horse mostly, you see. You've seen it on the TV. You used to call that a carriage, sort of like you had two horses with a tongue in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But a buggy, it would go in between. Oh, I don't know what you call that. In between two things, you know. It's sort of like a
shaft.
Yeah. Made out of wood. The thing was made out of wood too. You would back up your horse in between that.
The what?
The shaft and hitch him to that, you see.
I see. Yeah.
That, my daddy used to cut the whole lot of wagon stock, they call that.
Uh-huh.
All the stuff to make a wagon. Spoke, the rim, the holster, we call that.
The what?
The boat is like your truck, you know, a log truck, you see the big log truck, right?
Yeah.
How the last boat, you want to put the logs on, put the clothes and shit. All white inside. And it's the tongue, where you put the wheels on inside, and call that a coupling pole. So you could put your wagon if you want along the shore. You used to get all of that out of hardwood. We used to load it again, get back to Chicago too. Stay there in an hour.
Really? Oh, I thought a bolster was the sort of a thing that you put on your bed.
On your bed or your truck or what?
Yeah.
Where it is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it is. The bolster, yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Now, you told me about the plows you had. You used a mule?
Yeah.
And what sort of plow was that we looked at?
A middle buster, they call that.
You had a middle buster?
To throw the dirt on each side, you see?
Yeah.
You see the most tractors still got them now. See the big tractors still got them. Put two, three, four, five busters behind. But now they use something else. Then you had a single plow, they call it. It was one horse or two horse, but it was to make your rows, you did. Throw your dirt on each side. This was also one side, but the middle buster was bust the middle, you see, on each side, you see.
And that other thing with the teeth in it, that was
a... That's a harrow.
Harrow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
fix the line up, you see.